We look today for some patchy fog here early, otherwise sunny and a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. And in area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests on Wednesday. At 2:03 p.m., deputies arrested 21-year-old Stephen Cody Esquivel of Red Oak in the 100 block of First Avenue in Red Oak. Esquivel was arrested on a Montgomery County bench warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of controlled substance marijuana. He's being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. At 4:03 p.m., deputies arrested 27-year-old Jocelyn Nicole Davies of Red Oak in the 100 block of East Washington Street in Red Oak. Davies was arrested on an Iowa State Patrol warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance marijuana. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. In other area news, a Shenandoah man was arrested early Thursday morning following a traffic stop in Red Oak. At 12:28 a.m., Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle at the intersection of Oakwood Avenue and 8th Street in Red Oak. Following investigation, 30-year-old Corey James Schloop of Shenandoah was arrested for driving while revoked for OWI. Schloop was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Governor Kim Reynolds has appointed a Northwest Iowa State District Court judge to the Iowa Court of Appeals. Reynolds announced the appointment of Julie Schumacher of Schleswig on August 29th to fill the vacancy left by retirement of Chief Judge Gail Nelson Vogel. Schumacher is a district court judge in a six-county Northwest Iowa judicial district. She has previously served as an associate judge, an assistant county attorney for Crawford County, and an assistant city attorney for Denison. She also was a lawyer in private practice in Denison for nearly 20 years. The State Judicial Nominating Commission, which is responsible for selecting nominees for appointment to the Iowa Court of Appeals, is accepting applications for a new vacancy that will occur when Judge Amanda Potterfield retires on December the 25th. A man accused of being drunk when he ran his motorcycle into a car in Mason City last year, killing his passenger, has pled guilty to vehicular homicide. The Globe-Gazette reports that 41-year-old Brandon Roy Keller of Mason City pled guilty on Tuesday to vehicular homicide by reckless driving. In exchange, prosecutors dropped a charge of vehicular homicide while under the influence. Keller faces up to 10 years in prison when he is sentenced on November 19th. Keller entered the plea just before jury selection in his trial was set to begin. Police say Keller was driving the motorcycle late on the night of September 28, 2018, when he ran into the back of a car. He and the woman riding with him, 36-year-old Sean True, were thrown off the bike. True died from her injuries. The City of Ames has announced that the personal information, including credit and debit card numbers, of some 1,500 people who use the city's website to pay parking tickets this summer may be at risk. The city says information submitted from July 30th to September 12th was targeted in a data breach that also exposed the names, addresses, and email addresses of customers. The city says no one who used the system has reported any suspicious activity to the city. Ames uses Click2Gov to process parking ticket payments. The city also maintains its own web server to communicate with Click2Gov. The city also says the breach occurred on the city's web server, which has since been replaced. In November 2018, the parking ticket system was compromised after Click2Gov experienced an attack affecting 4,600 people who paid Ames parking tickets. Hundreds of Iowans will be heading to their nearest state park this weekend, not for recreation, but to go to work. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is holding its annual statewide volunteer day on Saturday. Todd Caulfield, chief of the DNR State Parks Bureau, says volunteers will be tackling all sorts of chores to help improve their parks.
It can be as simple as being part of the litter pickup on the trail or the shoreline, or it can be something with construction, such as the picnic tables or repairing some boards that might be loose on a boardwalk. Or we have a few parks that are going to be getting rid of some invasive species that don't belong where they are.
Caulfield says 46 of Iowa State parks are taking part in the day-long effort, 34 of them with lakes. Our parks are incredibly valuable resource, he says, and tax dollars only go so far in maintaining them.
It is that opportunity for folks that have grown up at a park that have a special memory, such as a reunion, a wedding, or the first fish. They can see things that need to be done, but we're not always able to get everything done by ourselves. So this is, again, an opportunity for folks to answer that question. I wonder what I could do to help.
Visit the DNR website and click on the Volunteer Day banner. It'll take you to a rundown of the state parks where each one lists jobs that need to be done at times and contact information. You can go to iowadnr.gov/volunteer to get more of that information. And Cass County Conservation is looking for volunteers to help with their 25th biannual Halloween hike. They're looking for actors, hike leaders, and treat makers. The 25th biannual Halloween hike will be held on Saturday, October 26th, as you follow a trail where squeaks, squawks, and screeches will greet you. Starting at 7 p.m., small groups will depart from the Camblin edition of Sunnyside Park every 10 minutes. And please call 712-769-2372 to sign up as a volunteer. And it is not our intent to scare or frighten anyone, they said, but to educate and entertain people of all ages. That hike is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board. That's a look at some of the latest in news. And taking a look now at your funeral announcements this morning, Raymond Earlbeck, age 80, of Manning, died on Tuesday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. Mass of Christian burial for Raymond Earlbeck will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ruth Thompson, age 94, of Elkhorn, died August 25th at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Ruth Thompson will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eunice Faye Schumacher, age 94, of Harlan, died September 21st at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Eunice Faye Schumacher will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Kenneth C. Kay, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Kenneth C. Kay will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Becky Rash, age 58, of Bridgewater, died Monday at Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Funeral services for Becky Rash will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Nottoway Valley Middle School in Fontenelle, with burial following in the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Alice Young, age 88, of Harlan, died Monday at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A memorial service for Alice Young will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And William Holzer, age 83, of Westphalia, died Monday at Methodist Jenny Emerson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A Mass of Christian burial for William Holzer will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.